I'm Todd Morris for Mission Network News. A U.S. official says Russian efforts to secure Ukraine's second largest city would sever eastern Ukraine from the rest of the country. A believer Will Call Eric oversees a large-scale Bible translation project for Unfolding Word. Russia's invasion is directly affecting his teammates in the region.
Movement is impossible. They can hear bombings in the distance. They can't leave. Parts of the city have no water right now. It's a dicey situation.
Translators on both sides of the border have stocked up on essentials.
They've procured the necessary things to try to ride this out. Water, matches, food, medical supplies, and so forth. They've extracted money from the bank accounts. So they should be able to live for a while in these conditions.
And as long as believers have the supplies they need, they plan to keep working on the Bible translation. Visit missionnews.org to help through Unfolding Word. Hindu nationalists increasingly target Christian women and girls in India. Kiara leads a group helping these persecuted believers in partnership with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Women are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus. There is a very structured way of cornering them and persecuting them.
Radicals recently pressured one woman to deny the Lord, and she refused.
She did not denounce her faith. And what was the next step? Her daughter was sold and trafficked. This was the punishment given to the Christian woman.
Kiara's group gives persecuted believers a lifeline, surrounding them with practical help and gospel hope.
We've been able to energize and mobilize more women to come forward and to stand with them, to create a network.
Please pray these persecuted Christians will stand firmly rooted in their faith. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.